The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
Brother Ennis.
Thank you, Robert. Step 9. I have many thoughts and feelings. Many of your stories, many of the things that you've shared has stirred feelings within me. I hope that I can get into the Spirit and utilize the blessing of the Spirit to be able to put together some thoughts and feelings concerning Step 9. For me personally, Step 9 was an opportunity to do what it says in James chapter 2, verse 17, which is the faith scripture. "Even so, faith, if it hath not works, it is dead, being alone." So far up to this particular point in time in my recovery, I've been in prayer, showing my Heavenly Father, my Savior, what I'm feeling inside. Step 9 is my opportunity now to exercise my faith and to go out to those individuals who I have damaged and harmed, and do what I need to do to make restitution and reconcile with them. And it's a daunting task. Within this step, personally, I found that until you're ready to make restitution, until you're ready to make amends and reconcile, this is a step that you shouldn't and cannot take until you are ready to take it. The worst thing that can happen is to go out and be insincere in your attempts to reconcile with someone. It definitely would create much more damage. My mind is called to an opportunity that I took one evening to go back to an individual's home. It was a friend of the family. There were some very mean things said, some very hard things said. It was at a time where my wife had gone to California with the kids to go visit her sister, and I was left home alone to ponder upon the things that I had chosen to do. And so I went out, and I just had this overwhelming feeling that I needed to go out, and there were certain individuals that I had in mind that I wanted to go make restitution to. This particular individual, as I showed up to her sliding glass door. She was sitting in her kitchen, and she looked up and saw me standing there, and the look that she gave me was just like, oh, no, not you again. And I kind of thumped on my chest and motioned, please let me in. Which she came over, unlocked the door. I went in and very, very standoffish. Very cold. There was a immediate front that was put up. And I humbled myself even more, and I just began to express to her my sincere thoughts and feelings on the things that had happened and what I did and had contributed to the destruction of the relationship. And I had prayed before I went in, knowing full well how I was going to be received, and I asked the Lord to please soften her heart. And as I began to explain things and the current condition that I found myself in, had shared with her that I had an addiction to pornography, and that my wife, whom they were very good friends, explained that she had taken the kids and gone down to California to be with her sister. As I began to honestly and sincerely explain things, there was a spirit of softness that came over her. And I could see the Savior softening her heart. And by the time I was finished, it was more of there was a spirit of empathy that I was receiving from her. And she began to apologize for her part of the whole circumstance. And so as we go about and as we do what we need to do and exercise our faith and do the works that we need to concerning these things and seeking restitution and seeking reconciliation, the Lord is there and He will help you. He will help you as He helped me in giving me the courage to stand tall and also doing what He can do to soften the hearts of the individuals that we have devastated and hurt. That's just one of my experiences that I've had with restitution and reconciliation. There are many others that are much too sacred to share. The restitution and reconciliation that I sought out with my sweetheart, my wife, I hold very close and very dear to me because of how precious and how eternal those experiences were, and I choose not to share them. But there's a couple scriptures that I would like to share. One found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 61, and it reads, "For I will forgive you of your sins with this commandment, that you remain steadfast in your minds in solemnity and the spirit of prayer, in bearing testimony to all the world of those things which are communicated unto you." As addicts, one of the things that I discovered is in making restitution, in seeking reconciliation, as I went about and sought forgiveness and asked for forgiveness and testified of the things that the Lord put into my heart, that promise is so true. He forgave me of my sins. He forgave me of the things that I did. And because I was willing to go into the pain, into the lion's den, if you will, and to face those individuals that I hurt so deeply, I found the Savior in the pain. That's where He was. He was in there, and He was waiting for me. And so with this step, I found that unless I was willing to take the step, there were certain things that the Savior could not do for me until I was willing to step in that realm, then once I was in that realm, he was able to do for me what I could not do, and he was able to do for others what I could not do for them in softening their heart and helping them. So I testify that his promises are true, that as we humble ourselves and we seek for forgiveness, and he will forgive us as we forgive others and as we seek to be forgiven. Then the other scripture is found in Alma chapter 41, speaking of these individuals. This is a chapter on the law of restoration. And Alma says in verse 7, speaking of these individuals who repent, "These are they that are redeemed of the Lord, yea, these are they that are taken out, that are delivered from that endless night of darkness. And thus they are, and thus they stand or fall, for behold, they are their own judges whether to do good or do evil. Now, the decrees of God are unalterable. Therefore, the way is prepared that whosoever will may walk therein and be saved. I testify humbly of the Savior and his love, his ability to not only heal the broken hearts, but his ability to be able to mend the hearts that have been destroyed by us, the individuals who have addiction. I testify, as always, that nobody has gone beyond his reach. Nobody is beyond his love. There is a reason that his atonement is referred to as infinite and eternal, because it is infinite and eternal in all directions. So with all my heart, with all the love that I possess, I want to encourage individuals and turn their hearts to the Savior, to look unto him for deliverance, for redemption, and for liberty. So I testify of him and his ability to be able to deliver even from the most deepest of addictions. He can save, he will mend, he will heal, and he will love always. And I testify of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elder.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.